ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Starting and sustaining a business is hard, whether you're just beginning or have been at it for a while and need a pick-me-up. You're about to get exactly what you need. Welcome to Go For It. Your host is Joe Hausman. Today, you'll hear stories from others on how to keep going and laugh while you learn. Here is your host, Joe Hausman.
Hello and welcome to my show, Go For It. This is Joe. Hey, as I say, thank you guys so much for each and every week coming back and listening to this awesome show. I love bringing on awesome guest experts just like I have today. But I want to give a shout out because I recently talked about being bullied and living a positive life in one of my past shows. And I tell you what, that must have hit a nerve or did some good things for people because Olivia, thank you so much. She says, thanks for the info on last week's show of stop being bullied and live a positive life. Let go of the bullying, she says. Thank you so much for all the tips and strategies you placed in that podcast. I'm going to listen and really take notes. I'm going to go back and listen again. So Olivia, thank you. Linda says, what a blessing you are, Joe. Love listening to you. Linda, thank you so much for listening. And thank you all of you for listening and sending me text messages, emails, phone calls, and every way you let me know. It is a blessing to give this back to you. And as remember, I am your Go For It media person and coach. I'm also a speaker, voiceover artist, and international best-selling author. Now, what I mean by Go For It Media is I help you expand your brand for your business, your product or service, whatever it is that you have that you are selling to people. So I help you expand your brand and through media and through other outlets as well. I've done that for 2-3 years now and absolutely love it. And also, it's to help you promote your business. And my past and present clients are loving it. You can go to joehausman.com there. And if you have any questions, you know, email me, joe@joehausman.com. And as always, I am the female Joe, so that's J-O. So joe@joehausman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a fantastic guest on with me today. Michelle Swinnick is somebody I met not too long ago, but we have a kindred spirit. And I couldn't wait to bring her on the show. So Michelle, she is a passionate networker, storyteller, and host of the Everything Home podcast. It isn't your typical podcast. Yeah, I was just on there too. It is a community platform and resource where they exchange and promote good people. Oh, that must be why you had me on, Michelle, doing good business and good things. Your home, which is home, is so much more than a place to live. It's the foundation of everything in your life. From the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. Their guests include expert contributors, professionals, and passion-driven people who share a wide range of topics such as home improvement, health and wellness, pets, nonprofits, business, lifestyle, veteran support, which, you know, I'm a big one on that, inspiration, and many more. It is truly your resource for everything home. Michelle, welcome to my show. Go For It.
Hey, good morning, female Joe. How are you?
How are you? Female Joe, I love So many people ask me, they go,
it's J-O, not J-O-E, female
Joe. That's right. You just have to let them know because, you know, I've had lots of people say, I've emailed you. And I'm like, how'd you spell my name? So, Michelle, what I ask all my wonderful guest experts is tell a little bit more to my audience. Tell them a little bit more about you and what you, how you got to be where you're at today.
Oh, you know, it's such a diverse background, but it all ends up, you know, I've really had to think about that, right? Because I've done so many things over the past 20-some years that I've been an actual adult in the real world. And I realized that all of the different activities I've done, the careers have been pretty much consistent. I've been in the real estate and mortgage world. But when it comes to any things that I've done with nonprofits and being on boards and starting organizations and having a past radio show, the common core of all of that really revolved around helping other people. And I ended up always seeming, you know, yeah, obviously you have to make a living, right? Because you have bills to pay. And when we all like to, you know, every once in a while go on a trip or buy something. And I realized that over the course of time, I ended up always putting other people still in front of myself when it came to the reasons why I created or joined or supported something. Mm-hmm. And the Everything Home podcast has really now become the end result of all that, where I really am creating a platform where I could promote other people and introduce a whole new world of people to, like you said, good people doing good business and good things, but it revolves around helping people. And I really have found that that is my passion in so many different avenues, and I wanted to bring all that together, and that's kind of how this portion of my life, which I have a feeling this, you know, you always say you have your final straw, your last hurrah, last hurrah in the sense where I think that this really is the culmination of, you know, I'm 45, so 40-some years of doing all of these different things. Now this community, this platform resource, where other people can get to know one another and be exposed to other people, listen to their stories, share information, and be able to bring in people just like yourself into that community too, so more people know all about everything that's going on in your world that maybe they wouldn't have known before. So it's that's kind of where I am right now in my life. It's kind of a roundabout answer, but that's really sincerely what I have realized of what I'm supposed to be doing here on this planet Earth.
Absolutely. Well, and the thing is, you and I are so much kindred spirits that way because I've done so many things, nonprofits, volunteering in my community, volunteering elsewhere. It seems like it's always been for the betterment of other people, which is also the betterment of me, which, you know, in reality, that's what we should be doing. However, when it comes to the financial part of it, sometimes we have to go back and look and like, okay, how much am I contributing there? Whereas I should be contributing more over here to this. But it's we also in the aspect, we want to bring people together. You know, you call yourself almost like a professional network, and I do the same thing. We help people grow and help each other. And that's why we're doing our radio shows. She had me on hers earlier this week, and now she's on mine. But we're doing the same thing. We're helping people grow together and become together. So tell us about your website, helpingthepeople.org.
Oh, that's all. That's a whole nother Oprah, right? and that's it. When we first met about a month or so ago, I think that was that initial connection what we had because you have such a passion to help veterans. And HelpingThePeople.org is my nonprofit organization that I started years ago, but I implemented a program which now has really taken a life of the entire organization where we're a real estate company and a nonprofit. And people go, well, how do you do that? I said, well, basically we're a socially conscious real estate company, happens to be a nonprofit. So that way when we do have revenue coming in from transactions, it's not distributed to shareholders or corporations. It actually goes back into the community. So to keep the whole theme of helping the people, which ironically I said the reason why I did all this was helping other people, I ended up naming the organization Helping the People back in 2001. So it's almost like all this had been going on in the background, kind of like, you know, the universe has planned it all out, except at some point maybe I started to really pay attention. It was going through the motions, but all of a sudden now it's really all starting to match up once I you know, that, like, it's just a whole nother show, but you can, you start matching, when you start paying attention, you really see that the you know, the roadmap's already there. We just are a little late to the game, us human beings. And, what we do is we match home buyers and sellers with our preferred agents, and those agents are held to a different criteria, meaning they're in the top 1 to 5% here in Arizona or in San Diego. They've been vetted. They are a little bit more compassionate and caring. They're not a typical salesperson, and I also personally hold them to a higher standard. All of the ones that we do work with, I've known for years, so there is a relationship there as opposed to just a name, a team, some statistics. And then once the transaction is completed, there's a 25% referral fee that is generated to the Support Our Veterans Fund. And the great thing about that is, as the money comes in, it's distributed, like I said, back to the community. And we pay for home improvements, which is bathroom remodels for veterans when they have service-connected injuries and alternative treatments for PTSD. So the whole concept is based on the community, helping the community, identifying its own members that need support, and then being able to participate in a program, doing something they already were going to be doing, so nobody has to make a donation. Because I wanted to come up with a platform where people didn't have to reach into their pocket to give money, but yet money could be generated to help other people within the community. Mm-hmm. So that is what we've been kind of pushing for the past about 2 months or so, starting to get some traction. But, you know, people get their arms around not ever having to make a donation, but yet I can help somebody. So, you know, when you make things simple for people, sometimes it takes them a while to catch on because they think, well, can't be that easy. Well, actually, yeah, right. It really is that easy. I'm not asking you for, you don't want any money. No, I don't want any money. Well, I don't need to go buy a ticket. No, you don't need to buy a ticket. Wrapping paper. No, wrapping paper. No cookies. No, you don't need to volunteer. I don't need any of that stuff. You're good to go. We finally came up with a way that you can help another person and it doesn't cost you any money that you weren't already going to spend. I just want people to really be conscious of their choices and buying decisions. And when you do that, it's really amazing the things that you can change, and it doesn't cost you any money. So that's the platform, and now we've just got to let the world know.
What a concept. I think that's great. I'm having a live in-person event here in a couple weeks, and a portion of those and I'm not where Michelle is. I'm in a totally different state, but a portion of the proceeds is going back to a nonprofit as well, and it's for military families, the families left behind. And the same thing, people are like, really? It's not, you know, I think it's $5. I think we're only charging $5 to get in, and all that gets turned right back over to them. Because even if we took the 10% or 20% or whatever we were going to charge before, it kind of equaled out to that same amount. So I said, why don't I just charge them $5 and the galls goes back, you know? And it's just been such a blessing. Yeah. People are like, I get it, you know? And it's wonderful.
Yeah. It takes them a little time to just realize, because I think everybody, we're also conditioned to being just the norm, the used to. Well, that's the way it's always been done. Well, yeah, but this doesn't necessarily mean that there can't be a different way to do things. And it takes us as humans with anything that we have to, we just have to kind of take a step back and realize that there are little easier ways. I mean, we're not reinventing the wheel. We're just making it spin a little faster and easier so everybody doesn't have to keep necessarily banging their heads against the wall, because there are easier ways to do it. But we human beings, we're conditioned. We want everything in 5 seconds. We have a 3-minute memory span, but yet we don't necessarily like change because we want to resist somewhere the path of least resistance. You know, it's almost like we don't necessarily make sense if we try to analyze ourselves.
Right, absolutely. And the less we can make it complicated for people, the better. They just have to realize that it is that easy. It is that easy to come.
Well,
and
I think also part of the reason is for years there's always been somebody with a scam or somebody with a get-rich-quick scheme or something with, you know, you're buying an empty box. So I think part of anything that has to do with change when it sounds too good to be true, that phrase, too good to be true, most people maybe are a little standoffish or they question it. But when the intention is not in that direction and there is actually something good, and then they realize, oh, really, it's that simple, but I'm not doing anything different, then they come around. So it's like anything else. It takes a little bit of adjusting, too. But that's okay.
Absolutely.
Everybody will come when it's time. That's the way we got to look at it, right, Joe?
Yeah, right? Isn't that the truth? And I love how you've been pretty much priming yourself for this since 2002, because I thought, how did she ever get that name, helpingthepeople.org? I mean, that's a big one. So, but if you've been doing this since 2002, you had it in the back of your mind all this time, and now you're finally, you know, you're getting it into fruition.
Well, it's like I can't take credit. There's a big guy upstairs that does all that stuff. So, you know, depending on who, it's almost like that's not me. I mean, it's just there's, you know, sometimes you get these ideas and you just have to really go with them. And they, in when I first started it, it was always around affordability and accessibility for home ownership. And I really originally started it because I wanted to make sure that children had the opportunity to know what it was like to live in a home that they or their parents owned, because I knew that there was a lot of kids that would never get that. And there's a big difference. This is when you get emotional when you start talking about this stuff, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, it's like it's a good little lesson for the listeners. When
it
you're
is.
Describing something that you do, because I've been trying to just, you know, bring all this stuff together and the work that we're doing, the stuff that we're doing, plus even, and the guests that I have on my show, I mean, there's a lot of emotion that's all in this. And it's all because I think when you really realize why you're here on earth to do what it is that you're doing, and you take that moment and it starts to all come together. Mm-hmm. And then you as a person realize, okay, I'm doing something good, but I'm also doing something that I'm really supposed to be doing. And I've taken away the noise and I've taken all that. So when you do talk about it or when you're thinking about it yourself, you get emotional. And that's not a bad thing. And in business, you know, the thing is, especially with women, if you show emotion in business, then you get labeled one thing. Or if you're even a man in business and you want to show emotion, God forbid, you should cry, or you should just get a little clump, as they say, right? You get labeled something and you're afraid to show that. But, I think it's actually a good thing. And it's something that shows, you're compassionate. It doesn't show that you could still be a strict, not necessarily strict, but you could still be a stern boss. You could still be a great, you could still be a great salesperson. You could be an amazing leader. You could be a great CEO, but there's nothing wrong with showing some compassion because you really care about it. So when you hit those trigger points or when that emotion starts to come out, it's almost like that should be your internal warning, or not necessarily a warning sign, but your internal alert that you're on the right path. Like wherever it is, even if it's something totally out in left field and you're at work one day and, you know, let's say you're in a lunchroom and you see a flyer and something you get that emotional something. Whatever that is, try to look into that, because not necessarily everything that has to do with what you are doing for business, maybe what you're supposed to be doing. And as we get older, our lives change and we kind of need a little bit more. We're like, oh, we only got how many years left? I better do something as opposed to just my regular thing. So there's nothing wrong with doing something on the side or looking to a different way of doing something. And in this day and age, and you're really good at all this social media stuff, there's so many different ways to start a business or to evolve your own business, even if it's small. There's so many different things that you can do, whether it's something that's already good to go, like a network marketing type of company, or starting something on your own where you're taking your own skills. But there's so many ways that you can do something to just get started. So, I want people to just kind of keep their eyes open and keep their heart open and realize that there are a lot of different things that you can do out there. And once you find something that gets that a little emotion in you, go with it for a little bit, because something is going to evolve from that. And it might take a little time. It might be even something, an idea in the back of your mind. But once you get that emotional attachment or that trigger, that kind of means that you're on the right path to something. And it could be totally different than the line of business that you're in. But, you know, just don't ignore the little signs that are coming out. And I just think that in the world that we're in, signs are more there, and maybe we're more tuned to them. And there's parts of the business world that maybe years ago you couldn't necessarily create a revenue stream out of it that you can now. So keep, you know what I mean? There are many different ways to generate income, and you can still pursue some sort of a passion that you've always had that is totally opposite than the job that you go to every single day to make a lot of money to pay your bills. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And Michelle, we do have to go to break. So when we come back after break, we're going to talk more about this, because I feel the exact same way. Come up with something that really drives your passion. Just like Michelle said, you know, something that drives you. So when we come back after break, we're going to talk more about that. And if you want to go to Michelle's website, it is helpingthepeople.org, or you know my website, joehosman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after break.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
I've got a special offer just for listeners of Go For It. Visit joehosman.com today and get a 20% discount off of my most popular 3-month coaching package. This is a $1,500 value. This discount coupon is available only on my website, joehosman.com, where you can also get information about other services like strategy sessions, my book, coaching, and training programs. Also support for the radio show and much more. Don't wait. Check out joehosman.com for the special offer today. If you are looking for a dynamic speaker for your organization or event, I would love to speak at your venue. Hi, I'm Joe Hosman, the host of Go For It on Voice America. My topics range from starting your own virtual assistant business to living a triumphant life. Right now, one of my most popular topics is from my Women Empowerment series about support for today's women-built businesses and women in leadership. Visit my website, joehosman.com, or call 605-941-7969 for more information. Again, that's joehosman.com or 605-941-7969.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Go For It. To reach Joe Hosman with a comment or question about the show, please send an email to joe at joehosman.com. That's J-O at joehosman.com. Now back to Go For It.
Welcome back to Go For It. This is Joe with my awesome guest, Michelle Swinnick. We are talking about finding your passion and finding your purpose in life. Michelle and I both have found our passion and purpose. I'm on radio. She has a podcast. Her podcast is everythinghomepodcast.com. So if you want to go there, that would be fantastic. Again, everythinghomepodcast.com. But Michelle, really finding your passion and getting out there and doing a podcast, what drove you to doing that podcast? Because so many people do them now, and also with radio, but what drove you to doing a podcast?
Well, I had a talk radio show that I went live here in Phoenix every Saturday morning from 2002 to 2005. Mm-hmm. So the podcast was almost a natural evolution once I realized that it was a similar platform, but a hell of a lot cheaper. So I'm going to be totally honest. The difference between the cost of doing the podcast for and then going down to the station and having all that is two different worlds. So this was a great way for me to segue back into that medium because I had been out of it for so long and then be able to also capture a totally different audience. But I think the podcast audience is really, it's a different animal, different than the talk radio. The talk radio and the podcast are very similar. I think there's a lot of crossover there. But the podcast is obviously just, it's almost like, I feel like it's a trendy thing too, right? Don't you think that that's mm-hmm. kind of the thing? Mm-hmm. Like everybody wants to have one and then it's kind of trendy. But yep. At the end of the day, you know, talk radio is always going to be a bigger medium than the podcast. But it also is just a different delivery method for people to listen to, especially with all the different vehicles through the iTunes and the Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk, Radio Player, FM, all that fun stuff. So mm-hmm. I think it's just a different medium, but it really could be the same show, right? It's a podcast is the same thing that you're doing on the radio. It's just a different way to reach people, which is a different audience. It just depends on how people choose to listen.
Right. And it's depending on how people choose to listen or if they want it live or in a podcast. I know when I went looking for a podcast radio show, I wanted something different because I had not done live radio before. I had not had that platform like you had it. I tried to get that locally, but nobody seems to pick that up locally. So this was actually a good avenue for me because I love being able to interview people and I love being able to have people call in or text message or whatever in during the show. But it's all, but you've done that already. And so this is a great way to segue back into it, like you said. And of course, the cost. There's always a cost to do business.
It's always that. There's always a cost. But you know, it's a good way to get back into it to kind of test the market to see what the audience really wants. And that's what I figured. I figured what I'll do is I could start this way because it's the cool thing, right? A podcast deal. Plus just to really test the waters with the audience to find out what is working? What do they want? I mean, I don't want to put something out there that I think they want. I want to know what they want. And that's the nice thing about, like you had mentioned earlier on your show, that you want people to go ahead and send emails and contact you and let you know go through the websites, Facebook, that kind of stuff. And it's really important that people do have that interaction. I mean, it's good to get that feedback because it gives you direction on what kind of guests that you want to have on or topics because you want your listeners to get something out of the hour that they're spending listening to you. You know, it's mm-hmm. not hot air. It's not just two people there just to talk to talk. You're mm-hmm. there to create some sort of a message or some sort of an action for somebody once they hear what's going on, the show, the topic, you, the guest. And you want to make sure that that's quality time because, you know, we don't all have a lot of free time, so we want to make sure that our time is used wisely. So it's important for your listeners and all the listeners out there, for any of the shows that people get involved with, is to interact with the guests or the hosts and let them know, because that's why there's all these different ways to contact people nowadays. It's not like it used to be where if you didn't have their phone number, forget it. And being so good at social media, if they can't get a hold of you, then there's something wrong with them almost, right? Because you're like, I'm all over the place, people. Just please reach out. I'm here.
Yeah, and I do. And people are really good about reaching out on social. It's usually social media that they reach out on. And I like that because it's quicker to respond and it's quicker to be. I will be honest, I actually teach college students on the online. I teach college students at a local university, but I teach it online because that's where my expertise is in. And that is where I surround myself with. And I love teaching them because of the fact that I'm teaching them actually how to start a business. That is like a passion of mine, is teaching people how to. And a lot of them are students who probably never thought that. But thankfully, the colleges and universities now are really putting that into play because of the fact we never know what's going to happen. I know so many people in corporate America that are so worried about losing their jobs, so worried about it. If they had this kind of platform, a podcast, radio show, or something else that they could go to, turn to, believe in, listen to, knowing that, hey, you know what? I might be in fear of losing my job, but this person just told me I could do this or I could do that. It is powerful, absolutely powerful to be able to give that back to people.
Well, it's a level of encouragement. It's letting you know that there's other people that have gone through what you've gone through or are going through, so you're not alone out there, mm-hmm. you know, and it's a community. It's a platform. It's that resource, again, where you can, you know, like we do on our show, good people, good business, good things, but that's it right. just creates that community where, you know, you can dial in and be around some like-minded people and get that information and that support. And you know, depending on whatever you need, the places are out there. You just got to, you know, put a little effort into figuring out where you want to go and spend your time. But there's multiple ones. You know, there's multiple different types of, for whatever mood you're in or whatever you need. That's the good thing. But it's also the bad thing because sometimes there's just too much, right? How many?
Yeah.
If you go on there, you're just like, you know, Google one thing and then all of a sudden you're like, how many shows are out there? How many? Mm-hmm. How many podcasts? How many radio shows? How many video platforms with all these different ways that people are having those kind of shows through, you know, Zoom and Twitch and all those other things that are out there. I mean, there's a lot of content, right? And even when somebody's on Facebook and you scroll on your feed, there's a lot of information coming at you. There's a lot of noise, man. Too. Some of it is just
I call that information overload. Really. Yeah. And I'll have to go and I call it Facebook free day. So I'll just go on. Usually it's a weekend day or both days of the weekend, but I'll do a Facebook free day. I'm like,
I just need a free day. I don't want to listen to all the noise. I don't want to know what's going on. I just need a free. And trust me, when you go back after a day or two, nothing's changed. you go back right on, and you're just like,
you know, we've kind of, and you might probably have brought this up numerous times on your show before, but you know, we think that by just being involved in a Facebook group when it comes to trying to promote our businesses, or we are posting, we think that that is like the magic all be all end all, where you just post and you expect the rest of the world to just jump on board. Well, now with the different ways that Facebook has all algorithms and stuff, your post might be seen, you might have 4,000 people as your friends, but only 10 people saw the post, right? But yet you think, I've got the most amazing post, and boom, everyone's going to come to me, because you're thinking it's a big billboard on the side of the street that says buy one, get 100 for free, right? And it's not. So it's almost like, and I experienced this recently. So over the past couple of months, I started to get involved with a bunch of these Facebook groups, because I'm like, okay, that's what everybody's doing. Everyone's doing Facebook groups, and this is the best way to get involved with new people, because the people that I were contacting, I'm not getting the response that I want, so I need to meet some new friends, need some new contacts. How am I going to do this? So I'm jumping on the Facebook group pages and business and contacts and da-da-da. And I'm getting a little frustrated because I'm spending, and because you can get lost in voids. You can get trying to do all this stuff, and a couple hours goes by, and you're like, I'm not getting anything out of this. Mm-hmm. So then all of a sudden, I was like, you know, Michelle, you know, go old school. What are you used to? You always do best when you actually meet somebody in person, which is the way it used to be done before social media was invented, or pick up the phone, and that always seemed to work. So over the past month, I said, okay, let's go old school, and I did, and it's amazing. I mean, every single time, boom, it's a whole different world. So I think people need to keep in mind, because this is a business-oriented show, right, and we're talking about which are bigger things than that, but still, go old school, pick up the phone, and it really makes all the difference in the world, because a lot of people don't necessarily do that, and then when you do, they're so relieved to actually talk to another person, because every single person that I did talk to, we had the same conversation, and they go, you know what, this is the way that I like to do business too. I'm so glad that you picked up the phone. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them said the same thing.
So well, you and I talked about that earlier before we went on our radio shows, you know, respectively. We talked about that, picking up the phone. And I just talked to somebody yesterday. We were trying to pick a time to talk. All of a sudden, he just said, can you talk now? I'm like, yeah, I can.
Yeah.
So we talked about the same thing.
We're scheduling a meeting to have a meeting. Yeah, why are we doing this?
Yeah. Because we went back and forth 2 or 3 times. And finally, he just said, can you just talk now? I'm like, yeah, I can. We talked for about a half hour. It was great. So exactly.
Yeah, and it changes everything because it personalizes the conversation. And that's kind of the whole platform of what my show does. And it's evolved into that. Originally, I was having guests and we were doing the interview process, but it's a different interview. It's more of a conversation. There's no list of questions. There's none of that kind of stuff. I mean, it's not random conversations, but there's no question and answer period. But what's happened is as I'm talking to these different guests, it becomes more of almost like a therapeutic strategy session, or it comes out where I'm humanizing this person. Well, we were originally maybe talking about their business, but we end up talking about some more personal things where you see a whole different side of somebody where things come out of them that hadn't come out before. And it really now has evolved into something. It's almost like, I don't want to say a magical experience, but it's really cool because there's such a dynamic that happens when someone's being interviewed, and that it's just really priceless. There's nothing like a great conversation. And when I realized that that's kind of what was transpiring with the evolution of the show, that's when I realized, you know, in my own world, as I'm talking to people, if I picked up the phone, I got that great conversation again, as opposed to just being solely buried into the internet and the social media world. And I realized really it's all about human interaction and that personality and that conversation. And
that relationship.
That's why it's
too.
Really starting to take off, because people want that interaction with another human being.
They do. And it's building that relationship. And I talk about this actually quite frequently on my show, but it's all about talking to each other, like you just said, face to face or over the phone, and having that interaction. You know, even anymore, if we can send a card,
You know, I have friends that will send me cards and I'll send other people cards. It's just, you know, that human interaction one-on-one. Now, a card's not human interaction, but it's definitely not, it's definitely old school because people don't really appreciate that anymore and or don't do that anymore. I was thinking about a friend recently who is going through cancer. So I picked up the phone last night and I called her and I said, you know, I just want to let you know you're on my mind and you're on, you know, she goes, oh my gosh, I know you're so busy and thank you so much for calling me. I'm like, seriously, I'm not that busy that I cannot sit, you know, pick up the phone and call you for like 10, 15 minutes. I mean, that's just, it's just crazy the world that we've come to now that, so I really appreciate the fact that you're old school and you'll pick up the phone. And even when we're talking now, I do want to let you know, we have about 3 minutes until our next break. So I want to talk about really when we come back is being the expert. You know, when we talk about people going old school and really networking, that's great. But I have people so often will ask me, I don't know what to do. I talk to people all the time, but I don't know what to do when I'm thinking about starting a business or how I want to stand out from the competition or something like that, you know, and really, and I'm having an event here in a few weeks and just starting that thought process, because I used to network all the time, and but until I got crystal clear of what I was networking and what I was actually doing, it was hard to, I just randomly going to different networking events. So until I got really crystal clear on what I was doing and where I was going and what I was really promoting and marketing, boy, I tell you what, once you get crystal clear on what you're doing, man, it's awesome. And again, the radio show and the business and everything is that's just the way we go. So how does that sound, Michelle?
Oh, it sounds great. I mean, it segues into when I had my little a little spurt of emotional expression to the listeners where it said when you kind of really come across what it is that you're supposed to be doing and you do talk about it, it's okay to get a little emotional about it because that's when you hit that spot. That means that you're on the right track. So
absolutely.
I think it's perfect segue.
Get clarity into it too. Get clarity into it and get clarity of what you want to do. Like you said before, when you see something and like we have posters and stuff all around for the event. Well, somebody sees that and really that hits an emotion with them. That just, they should take that and come to the event or they should contact one of us and, you know, whatever. But if you see something and that really resonates with you, again, there's so much noise out there that you have to really hone it down and you have to hone down really what you want to do. We all have choices in life. We all have choices what we want to do in life, but also what we want to do for our business and what's good for the family and you and everything else. So when we come back after break, we're going to really talk about that, really hone in on that. We're actually a little early yet for break. We have about 1 minute left until break. But I really, you guys, her website is everythinghomepodcast.com. Michelle, I am going to go there after the show, actually, and listen to some of your past podcasts, too, because I know when I was on yours, it was extremely wonderful. Michelle's very good at interviewing. She's got lots of years of experience on the radio, so Everything Home Podcast. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you have a question for the show, you know you can give me a call at 1-866-472-5790. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after break.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
If you are looking for a dynamic speaker for your organization or event, I would love to speak at your venue. Hi, I'm Joe Hosman, the host of Go For It on Voice America. My topics range from starting your own virtual assistant business to living a triumphant life. Right now, one of my most popular topics is from my Women Empowerment series about support for today's women-built businesses and women in leadership. Visit my website, joehosman.com, or call 605-941-7969 for more information. Again, that's joehosman.com or 605-941-7969.
I've got a special offer just for listeners of Go For It. Visit joehosman.com today and get a 20% discount off of my most popular 3-month coaching package. This is a $1,500 value. This discount coupon is available only on my website, joehosman.com, where you can also get information about other services like strategy sessions, my book, coaching, and training programs. Also support for the radio show and much more. Don't wait. Check out joehosman.com for the special offer today.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Go For It. To reach Joe Hausman with a comment or question about the show, please send an email to joe at joehausman.com. That's J-O at joehausman.com. Now back to Go For It.
Welcome back to Go For It with my wonderful guest, Michelle Swinnick. And you know, this is Joe. We are talking, oh my gosh, so much awesome information today. And, you know, so yeah, we're talking about networking and really thinking about what we want to do with our lives, because sometimes when we're out there and going to all these networking events, this happened to me. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. And so I was hoping to get some great information, but really be the expert of what you already know. That's as about as simple as you get. So instead of listening to everybody else, just be the expert with what you already know. So Michelle, what do you think about that? I tell people that a lot, but I'm always good to, I always want to hear that from other people as well. What your thoughts are on that?
Well, we all have a multiple skills that we've toned over the years, or we've evolved, or we've acquired. So we all have some sort of something we do really well, but sometimes we just don't necessarily know what it is because we don't take the time, right, to actually do or think or be other than what our normal routine is, because we're creatures of habit, right? And we do things that are just regular that we keep doing, doing, and then we, you know, sometimes we hit that wall where we're like, God, I need to do something else, or I want to do something more. And that, and you, obviously you can still do both, because you got to have your job that pays the bills, and then you can do your other things. Like for years, I've always told everybody, you do your job from 9 to 5, and from 5 to 9, you do your passion. And part of that is, you know, one of the companies that, in one of my, in my emails, passion projects and passion promotions. And because I always tell everyone, you have a passion project in you. You just need to go figure out what it is. And when you really find the one that makes the most sense, there is a revenue stream attached to it. And whether or not, you don't have to make millions of it, but at least you can eventually get involved with it so that it pays the bills. So you don't have to do your other job. So you can have that focus. And sometimes, you know, it takes people years to do it, because we all have to evolve as our own people, and we also have to be in a different learning capacity in life. But there's no reason why you can't just start trying to figure that out with the little things. Like I mentioned, the flyer that hits the emotion, or you're just meeting different people and you're being exposed to different ideas. Just because you're going to certain things doesn't mean you have to move forward with every single different type of company that gets thrown at you, because there are a lot of things out there that you can do, but it's more so you don't have to take action, but you can actually start gathering information. And I think that is the great thing about having so many different podcasts, so many different talk radio shows, and even just some information on the internet. At least all the content's there. It's just, what do you really want to focus on or look at or learn about, and then try to figure out what maybe makes the most sense with what you already know and what you want to start doing, because you've got skills in you. So figure out what it is that you think you're the expert on, that you really do already know you're the expert. You just, it'd be nice if somebody told you, but if you're not sharing those skills with people, then they don't necessarily know that you are an expert in that. So it's almost like we all have it inside of us. We just need to take a step back and let that out every once in a while to just kind of try to figure it out. It's like almost doing a business plan, not for the company, but for yourself. You know, it's almost like a lot of this has to do with evolving as what we want or what we can do as people, but don't think of it as a business. You are the business. You as the human being is the business. And, you know, they don't teach that in school, that's for sure. And then when you start about this kind of stuff, when you start talking about this stuff, depending on who you're talking to, they look at you like you're from another planet. You know what I mean? You have to be, even though it's kind of really almost common sense, but you know, even some of you remember years ago when The Secret came out in 2006, mm-hmm, and everybody was talking about law of attraction and manifest and all that kind of stuff. That's been around for how many years, right? It all started with Think and Grow Rich way back when, before even Napoleon Hill started talking about that stuff. And that was almost like, I think, the early 1900s, something crazy.
Yep,
but
you're right.
It was, you know, it was unheard of. It was weird that people would talk about it. It was something that you just don't discuss, even though that world was there. It was almost like people thought you were some sort of psychic, or that was almost like wooey-wooey. And now it's become, you know, more mainstream and more evolved. So it's not like it was maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago where if you started talking like that, people just looked at you like you were really crazy. So it's a little bit more evolved, which is good because, you know, it allows people to realize that there's a lot of answers within our own selves when we take that time out to just think and be, and maybe even just put a pen to paper. But we're just so used to our normal routine and doing this and doing that and what's coming up and what's on the calendar and who I got to meet and the kids got this. And then it's Halloween. And then all of a sudden it's Thanksgiving. Then boom, Christmas. And next, you know, it's January. You know what I mean? Right now we're on that fast track because there's four holidays back to back that are coming in there, the major ones. And, you know, it's a lot for people, but it's important that we take time out for ourselves to kind of figure things out. But it's also, you know, you want to take a time out to maybe just relax for 10 or 15 minutes. That's why people starting to do more meditation, right? I mean, that's something years ago that was unheard of, and now more people are doing that, and they're implementing that in some of the corporate worlds, things are evolving, things are changing, which is good, and we as individuals just kind of need to, I don't know, step out of our normal comfort zone box and see that there are other things that are out there. You know, obviously don't just quit your job unless you have a lot of money or somebody is handing you cash every day and it's never going to end. But you can start doing some things on the side to really find out what it is that you do best and what you can contribute. And then, you know, once you identify that, you can start putting things into motion. But first, you got to figure out what that is. Like you said, you were doing a lot of networking, but you weren't necessarily sure what you were promoting or whatever because you just hadn't figured that out yet because you didn't probably take the time to do it because you figured if I just keep doing, then it's going to come to me. But you know, it's almost like nobody told you to take a step back and maybe just kind of think for a few minutes and just kind of plan this out. You just figured you'd go to the next event and go to the next event and go to the next event.
Right. And I figured eventually something's going to come that it'll just spark something in me. I'd be like, oh, but it never did until I was riding home on an airplane and I was reading a book by an entrepreneur, a female entrepreneur at a conference I had just been at. And this was back in 2004, 2005. And the gal sitting across the way from me, across the aisle, I mean, she said, hey, she leaned over, she goes, do you know the author of that book? And I said, no, I just, you know, bought it at this conference, and this gal happened to be at the same conference. She goes, well, I'm her virtual assistant. And right then, that's all she had to say. And I'm like, ding, ding, ding. That's exactly at that time in 2005, I started my virtual assistant business because of the fact that it just so random. We never know when. Now I had been going to networking events for two years, probably up until that point, not figuring out what the heck I wanted to do. And all it took was that. And as like being, that was it. And I did it successfully for 10 years. So you just never know when you're going to, because I had really been thinking about it. I really had been, because I had heard about virtual assistants, but so you just never know. Think about what you're good at. I was really good at administrative things. I was really good at things on the computer. And so I took that knowledge, and that's exactly what I did with my virtual assistant business. I took what I was good at. So take what you're good at and start doing something with it. You know, woodworking, playing the piano, give lessons. I mean, just all kinds of different things you can be doing just to make some extra money and also to see if that's what you want to do long term.
Yeah, and it doesn't take much. I mean, try to figure out what it is that you're really good at, that you want to be doing. And then because of the tools that are out there, there's a lot of ways to at least start letting the world know that this is what you're doing. And that's kind of where my show, the Everything Home podcast, it has evolved into, where when I realize that when I'm having conversations with people, I am actually extracting information from them that they maybe necessarily didn't know was inside of them because the conversation goes in that direction. So then it also gives them a chance to really get to know their own business from a different side, because I'm looking at it from a different angle, right? I'm looking at it from just however it is that I'm looking at it. And as we're having these conversations on the phone, or when they're we're interacting, we're on the show, there are moments where I call them the money shot, right? And what happens is when I hit that money shot, it's really like a moment of clarity or a key phrase or something profound that they say, that after the show, they said to Michelle, I don't know where that came from. That was something that I've been trying to figure out for a long time, how to say it, and I've been doing this for a while, or that's just a whole other way of doing it. It's just that when you have that conversation with somebody and you get a chance to really share, like, what it is that you do and express yourself, and that passion side of you comes out about the business that you have, the product or the service that you're selling, it comes out in a different way. So when that happens on the show, like I said, I call it the money shot. But the great thing about that is now you have that moment in time captured, and that whole show is captured. So you're able to go ahead and now utilize that to show other people what you do. So now you now become, say, the expert in that arena, right? And now people will not start recognize you as the expert. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a really great experience. But as far as the guests, really gets a lot out of our show because of the conversation we have, plus the fact that now they've got this snapshot where they're like, God, it sounded really amazing that I got a chance to really talk about what it is that I do. But the best part of that is now that the listener gets to see a different side of that guest or that expert, where it now gives them an insight really more into getting to know this person on a different level, where they might want to listen to them in the future or hire them or buy their product or buy their service, because it's not somebody who's selling something, right? It's not, they're not right. there to promote and buy my stuff. Why? Because it's the best product in the world. No, you get to know this person. And especially a lot of the times, if it's a coach or if it's somebody who's offering a service that comes from them, where they're actually the vehicle, not necessarily buying a tangible product, you need to get to know that person to see if you want to work with them. And mm-hmm. it really allows the listener to get a different side of the person. And it allows the expert guest to really express themselves in a different way, where now both sides are winning. And if you can match, it's like a matchmaking game, really. So if you can match the listener with the actual guest and they go off on another world and make great things together, awesome. I just want to be that vehicle where I'm matching up like-minded people and giving them a forum where they could somehow interact with one another. I mean, I don't get a commission off of the guest buying something from the consumer. I just want to be that platform, a safe place where people know that they're really going to get exposed to somebody, like good people doing good business and good things, and they know that they're not there in a salesy capacity, and it's not a used car salesman, and then mm-hmm. it's just a place where, you know, you can just be around good people. That's why I had you on the show. I wanted you Absolutely. To come on the show. With your show is going to be out tomorrow, and that's everythinghomepodcast.com. You're on the homepage, and I'm going to be promoting the heck out of that on social media starting Woo-hoo. Tomorrow. And your show is great. We talked about all the things that you're doing with the Go For It and the social media and the promotion mm-hmm. and your talk radio show, and now my listeners get a chance to know about your whole world. And like I said, it's another good person that needs to be shared with another set of an audience, so that more people can just be exposed to the really good people out there. Because, like you said, there's a lot of junk. There's a lot of noise.
There's a lot of noise.
Let's bring the good ones together.
Absolutely. And you know what, Michelle? I only have about 2.5 minutes left till the end of the show. So what I ask my guest experts every time, and thank you for promoting me on your podcast and having me on your podcast, because it's going to be exciting.
Fun. And You're coming back, definitely. You're going to have you back on.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm going to be promoting that all over my social media as well. So be looking for that on mine and Michelle's. On her. So what I ask always my guest experts is, if nobody else heard anything else during the show, what are some last parting words you'd like to leave?
Well, before we get cut off with the time, I want to thank you for having me on the show, which was wonderful.
You're
going to come back on mine. I hope to be back on again. There's so many topics that we could talk about. But for right now, if you
Absolutely.
Want me to bring up anything, I just want people to realize that there's other things out there than what they're used to, and there's a lot of things that they have inside of them that probably haven't even been tapped into. So it's never too late to just kind of explore something that you've always wanted to be involved with, whether it has to do with business or not. But at least, like we talked about earlier, once you find what that really, the money shot, right? Once you find that money shot, you're going to know it. You're going to know that category, that business, that endeavor, that organization, that something that triggers you to just get involved in more, whether it's eventually getting a business out of it or maybe spending more time or devoting some sort of energy to it. But it's never too late to change gears strategically. I mean, obviously we just don't throw everything in and run to the, the light kind of thing and all of a sudden leave everything behind us. So it's never too late to do that, but keep your options open and really take a step back to kind of just look at yourself first. And then that stuff will start to come to you when you make, you'll look at things differently and you'll start to realize that there's messages there and there's things that are nudging you and you'll start to maybe go in that direction. So it's
all right. Sounds good, Michelle. Thank you so much. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, to reach your full potential of becoming bigger, better, bolder, and stronger with each and every day, you know, you can always check out my website, joehosman.com. And always remember, you are stronger than what you give yourself credit for. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much for being my guest expert on today. We'll have you definitely back on for sure. And always remember to go out and be great today, be great every day, and show some kindness along the way. Give a smile to somebody. You never know what people are going through, right? So go out, be great today, be great always. And always remember, you are stronger than what you give yourself credit for. So take care. God bless. We'll see you back here next week.
PromosForAPurpose.com. Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promosforapurpose.com.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com. And find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.